You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on. Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Bradish from Mamma Mia's daily news podcast, The Quickie. Here's what's happening in the news today, Monday, April 8th. The first street drug testing program of its kind in New South Wales is set to begin. There will be 100 volunteers a week for 4 months at a supervised injecting centre in King's Cross in Sydney, where purity and mix of substances will be analysed. The project will allow researchers to study the impact of providing detailed drug analysis information while improving the monitoring of street drug marketplace, with the aim to avoid what has happened in North America in the past when highly dangerous substances infiltrate illicit drug markets. The program launch follows increasing calls for standardised pill testing programs across Australia, particularly at festivals. The ACT became the first jurisdiction in Australia to offer pill testing, with Queensland announcing in March it would commit nearly $1 million in funding over 2 years. A young girl has been left traumatised after a stranger demanded she get in his car as she walked home on the last day of the school term. Police are investigating the attempted abduction of the 11-year-old from the Melbourne suburb of Doncaster East on March 28. Investigators say the man performed a U-turn before demanding the girl get in his Audi SUV, but she ran and hid in nearby bushes before he drove away. Police have released a video of the vehicle and a computer-generated image of the suspect, who has tan skin and black hair with a black beard and moustache. The AFL chief executive won't be drawn on how Port Adelaide forward Jeremy Finlayson's homophobic insult compares to other slurs as the league ponders a punishment for him. Finlayson directed a homophobic slur towards an Essendon player at Adelaide Oval on Friday night. It is understood an umpire's microphone picked up the insult, which was heard by multiple players, and at least one Essendon player also called it out. The 28-year-old apologised to the target of his slur post-match and on Sunday made a formal apology, describing his words as unacceptable. The chief executive of the AFL was asked how Finlayson's comment measured up to a racial slur and said they take them all seriously and he doesn't think you can compare and contrast, but all of them are different, insisting there will be accountability. What that accountability will be remains unclear, with suspensions and fines among the options, which is expected to be handed down this week. Last month, North Melbourne coach Alistair Clarkson was fined $20,000 and has a suspended two-match ban for abusing St Kilda defenders Jimmy Webster and Dougal Howard during a pre-season game. And the planet is gearing up for a rare total solar eclipse tomorrow morning, our time, where the moon will completely block the sun for 4.5 minutes. It will be nighttime in Australia, though, around 2:38 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, so we'll miss out on seeing anything in our skies and we'll have to opt for live streams. The phenomenon will be visible only in North America during the day, in certain parts of Mexico, the United States and Canada, where street parties will happen and schools are closing for some, with a state of emergency declared in parts due to the amount of tourists. And because of how close the moon is to Earth at the moment, it will appear slightly bigger in the sky. That's your evening news headlines. In today's episode, we look at the psychology of stalking, how an obsession can lead to a crime. Check out The Quickie wherever you get your podcasts.